I want to talk to two people now named Natalie and Mikey, who I don't know, but I know a little bit about, and you are about to meet with me. They are, if I'm not mistaken, school teachers from England, and the last I heard, they were canoeing down the Mississippi for reasons I don't entirely understand. Natalie and Mikey, this is John Williams, and you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And you?
I'm good. Okay, so is that the voice of Mikey?
This is Nat, actually. I'm a girl, even though I know that in America, Nat is exclusively a boy's name.
Well,
and Mikey's a boy.
Fair enough. It's Natalie with the letter N, right, Natalie?
Natalia, actually.
Oh, Natalia and then Mikey. Okay, and then is your husband on the phone as well?
He can be.
No, well, let's talk to you first, okay? Where exactly are you right now?
So we're actually on the Missouri. So we started in Montana, and we're going from the Missouri to the Mississippi, hopefully down to the Gulf. And at the moment, we're exactly 200 miles away from the end of Missouri, squished in a little creek so that we could talk to you.
Thank you for that. You are school teachers from England, is that right?
That is right.
Are you taking a vacation then, or a sabbatical?
Well, it's sort of both. We've taken the year off to have an adventure.
And how did you come upon this as the adventure to have?
Well, everyone asks us that, and we're not totally sure. We wanted to see America, and we wanted to see a lot of America. And we wanted to see it over, you know, a bit of time. And Missouri seemed like it went through a cool places in America. We wanted to know what our favorite Dakota was.
Yeah, how many of us have tossed and turned at night trying to resolve that issue ourselves? But so what you're going to see then if you go down the Missouri from Montana to New Orleans on the Mississippi is the riverbed of in the communities that are along the river, but then you're not going to go to Milwaukee or Minneapolis or Chicago, right?
Yeah, that's true. We missed those guys out, unfortunately, and we were sad because we like the accent up there, but we thought Missouri was too exciting to miss.
Okay, well, so I understand. I mean, I believe you have been educated on the fact that you're essentially retracing Lewis and Clark, the great adventurer's journey, in a canoe. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Although we're doing it the easy way. We're going downstream, not
yes,
upstream.
I know. That's not lost on me to think that they did that a couple hundred years ago, going upstream with tons of stuff. And it took them years to get there to the West Coast and back. So then you fly to Denver. You then hitchhike up to a town in Montana. And then did you buy or rent a canoe then? How do you do that?
We bought a canoe, but we don't know anything about canoeing. I mean, actually, we know a bit now, but we had never been on a canoe before we started in Montana. So we called up a person who had a boat shop near at the start of Missouri, and we said, we don't know anything about canoeing, and we're planning on canoeing for 6 months. Can you help? And he said, I can get you a canoe that you can't put a hole in. And we said, that's perfect. That's what we need.
How big is it? How long is it?
It's 17 foot.
So I guess that's pretty big. And then what have you got, a cooler in there with some sandwiches? I mean, what's everything then that you're living on or with for 6 months, you need to be able to get in the canoe, right?
Yeah, that's true. We don't have a cooler, which because they're not really a thing in England because everywhere's so cold anyway. So we've just got a box.
Okay.
And every American we tell that is like, where do you keep your beer? And we say, well, we drink red wine.
Fair enough. And wine is best served red at more like a room temperature. What is the weather like where you are right now?
Right now, it's actually very nice. We're in Missouri, and maybe it's 65. I'm not quite sure because we do Celsius, so that's a bit of a guess.
Well, if it's pleasant, good for you. But I mean, as you were journeying south from northern climes, albeit in maybe September, October, did you have some cold or rainy or snowy nights yet?
Not quite yet. We've had one recently that was about in the sort of mid-20s, and we were cold then, but we've been given by lots of generous-hearted Americans who fear for our safety, sort of things to keep us warm and happy and safe.
Do you camp every night then? You just have a tent and you pitch a tent?
Almost always, yeah. We often, like, at the moment we're pitching it on sandbars quite a lot just by the side of the river. But we have gone into a few towns along the way. If we want to explore, we're on an adventure, but we're also sort of on holiday. So we had a look around Omaha, we had a look around Sioux City, and a few tiny little places along the river as well.
Well, that's America. That's Americana for sure.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to have a license or a permit. You do not have to have purchased a reservation when you stop and tent. You just say, hey, there's a place. We're done for the day. Let's pitch our tent there. You know, is that somebody's private property? Is it parkland? What about the sort of logistics of that?
Well, on the river, basically, the rule is if it's lower than the high water mark, you can camp there. It's no one's land. So we've been camping a lot on sandbanks, and no one seems to have minded. And occasionally, we've had to camp on someone's land. And when they've noticed us, they've said, ooh, you look cold. Can I drive you into town for a pizza? So we've been really, really lucky, basically.
I never thought about that, but I guess the water is public place. If the water was at a certain point, even though the water is receded, then that river bank is still public land or open to the public. And so you're clever enough to know you can camp there. You've referenced a couple of times.
Apart from in Nebraska.
Say that again.
In Nebraska, you can't, but everywhere else you can.
You know more about the Midwest now than I do. And and just talk about your encounters with Americans. What are we like? How friendly or suspicious of you have they been?
I would say that they have been less suspicious of us than they should have been. They have taken us totally into their collective bosoms. And even when we have looked very gross and smelt quite gross, we have sort of again and again and again been given sort of extraordinary hospitality. I have a list on our blog of people who have helped us, and I reckon it must be over 100 names now, easily, actually, in just 3 months. And
I'm
that's
so
what
glad
happens
to hear.
If you've got an English accent and you're really incompetent. The Americans will look after you.
Yeah, they must be, however, charmed, rather amazed that you are doing what you're doing.
I think that's generally true. I think a lot of people, you know, fishermen that we pass shout and say, where did you put in? And we shout back, Montana. And they say, what? And then they say, where are you going? And we say, the Gulf. And they say, what?
So, as you are traveling along then, and you're encountering these people, but then you wave so long and you head on to your next stop, how far do you travel each day? Do you have a sort of a plan, a schedule?
Not really. We sort of came into this adventure knowing that we wanted to go down the river, but basically not knowing anything else. We didn't really know that there were loads of big lakes that we'd have to cross. We didn't know how long it was going to be or how long it would take. So at the moment, we probably do about 30 miles a day unless we get distracted by a little local bookshop, in which case we might do 10. We're just mainly trying to keep it in front of the winter. That's the only imperative we've got.
That's a good plan. And as you are going along then, oh, shoot, I had another question and it suddenly escaped me, but I'm looking at my clock and I need to take a quick break. Mikey, I'm talking to Mikey, right?
Nat.
Okay, Nat, I want you to stay right there. Natalia, I want you to stay right there. Can you give me just another minute of your time?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And maybe I will ask you to hand the phone to your husband, although this has been pretty good for me. I want to talk to you some more, too. Stay right there.
He's pretty interesting.
Well, he must be. He married you. I mean, think about that. Okay, so Natalia, that's Nat, and Mikey are from England. They are school teachers, and they decided to have an adventure. And so they flew from London to Denver. They then hitchhiked to Montana. They walked into a shop and said, we're going to go to New Orleans. Could you sell us a canoe? The guy sold him a canoe, and now they're somewhere outside of Missouri. My friend Clay Jenkinson, the guy that performs as Thomas Jefferson and Teddy Roosevelt for us every year, told me about this couple that he met in South Dakota while he was near the Missouri River, and this couple canoes by. He met them and has since introduced them to us. So Nat and Mikey are teachers from England who, in order to have an adventure, flew from London to Denver, hitchhiked to Montana, bought a canoe, and are now canoeing to the Gulf of America, I guess as we call it now. You can find their adventures at natandmikey.wordpress.com. Mikey, you're still there, right?
Hello, yeah.
One last question for you, and then I do think we should give your husband a little time. Although I've been
this is Mikey.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to talk to you now, Mikey. But your wife is a hoot. We've enjoyed chatting with her. I have you two enjoyed your time, because I think any married couple that's had to share a camper, let alone a canoe, for a long time, starts to get on each other's nerves a little bit. How long have the two of you been in that canoe? How many days?
I think about 100, I would say. 100 days, Nat?
Yeah,
about that. And on each other's nerves, I would say no. It's been entirely stress-free and painless the whole time.
Okay, I'm going to ask her that same question later on. You'll be asked to confirm that. My colleague Steve Alexander here read that book, what's it called, Marriage at Sea?
A Marriage at Sea.
A Marriage at Sea.
Have either of you read that?
No. Have you read Marriage at Sea? No.
Oh.
I don't know.
True story of a British couple that set out to sail around the world, and 8 months in, a whale broke their boat in half, and they were forced to survive on a small raft, and they made it for 118 days before their rescue. But it's more about, as much about their survival and the rescue, it is about their marriage. I think you two would enjoy that.
I was just going to say, are you sure about that, Steve?
That sounds excellent.
Yeah. Sophie Elmhurst wrote the book, and it's A Marriage at Sea. Man, you guys aren't at sea, though. Although at some points, the Mississippi River is wide enough that you can't see the shoreline. I know you've sailed past that point, but what's your take on the Mississippi River?
Oh, we don't really know anything about it yet. We've heard obviously about it, and we know we're getting there. But I think one of the things about it is how huge it is. The Missouri, it has big bits. The lakes are quite wide, but we're kind of looking forward to. We just met someone recently who has paddled the whole of the Mississippi. And he's now paddling the Missouri and Mississippi, and he was telling us the kind of feeling of tininess you get from being on the Mississippi, and I don't think we've really experienced that, so looking forward to it.
See, I thought you had already hit the Mississippi and were following the Illinois-Iowa-Missouri border, but you're kind of cutting across more diagonally from North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska. You're following the Missouri. So then where do you pick up the Mississippi?
We pick it up in St. Louis. We are a couple of hundred miles away. I think we're about 200 miles away. So that should take us a couple of weeks.
This is how dumb Americans are about geography. I didn't
know. It's
very
difficult.
Thank you. You British can judge us all you want. I wasn't exactly sure about the path of the Missouri River, but now I know a little bit more about that. Okay.
We weren't either. We found out as we've gone.
Do you have family back at home or friends who think the two of you are crazy?
Do any of your families think you're crazy, Matt? I'd say no. They all think we're pretty cool and they're jealous.
Yeah.
England do. No, not saying some people do, apparently. I might not have picked up on that.
Yeah, you might want to read the room because I don't know anybody who would do something. Listen, nobody hitchhikes from Denver to Montana anymore. I mean, how did you get to the point where you put into the river? How many days did that take?
That took less than a week. It was probably 3 or 4 days hitching from, you're right. Not many people do it, but you should. Yeah, this is, your listeners are Chicago-based, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you guys are thinking of a small vacation or you've got a weekend off. Hitchhike somewhere or other. What you'll find is you'll be picked up by lovely people, generous and hearted. You get rid of all the duffers. They just drive past angrily in their cars. And what's left is the people who pick you up who are lovely. And they'll take you miles out of your way, and they'll introduce you to their families, and they'll phone up their friends and say, hey, can you say trousers to my sister-in-law or whatever? And you'll have a great time. Hitchhiking's a really good way of getting around America.
I think that's probably true, but I think we've all been beaten into submission. We're afraid to, or we don't need to, and I think what you're describing is an image we have of our country 70 years ago, not today. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Oh, it's the same people. The same guys are still there. The same lovely people. I mean, probably there's one or two psychopaths who'll kill you in your in your seat, but mostly not. They really are crowded out by the nice guys.
Well, I get your point. The person who's disposed to stop and help is a person who is a stopper and a helper. If you click on natandmikey.wordpress.com, natandmikey.wordpress.com, you will be able to see and read what these people are doing. Thank you for pulling your canoe over. Could we talk to you again in a couple of weeks?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, finding a time when we've got cell reception is tricky, but if we can get a place where we've got our phones working, then we'll pull over again.
Thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Thank you for sharing your spirit with us, and we're happy to share our country with you. Safe travels, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks very much. So talk soon.
natandmikey.wordpress.com. WGN Radio News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is next.